This is Phil Plait of BadAstronomy.com, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM for UBC in Vancouver, British Columbia.
The Planet Man!
So follow me, and what you thinking you were first? Let's travel at magnificent speeds around the universe. Playing to the Milky Way, worlds out of sight. Bars that I can see, not even a satellite. Swaying to the Milky Way, worlds out of sight. Bars that I can see, not even a satellite. So follow me, and what you thinking you were first? Let's travel at magnificent speeds around the universe. So follow me, and what you thinking you were first? Let's travel at magnificent speeds around the universe. Swaying to the Milky Way, worlds out of sight. Bars that I can see, not even a satellite. Swaying to the Milky Way, worlds out of sight. Bars that I can see, not even a satellite. Now stop and turn around and look. As you stand in darkness, your knowledge took. Now stop and turn around and look. As you stand in darkness, your knowledge took. So keep staring, soon you suddenly see a star. You better follow with your sister arm. So keep staring, soon you suddenly see a star. You better follow with your sister.
The Planet Man.
Space station, be sure to visit the Meteor Steakhouse and Cocktail Lounge. Of course, Meteor is spelled M-E-A-T-I-E-R.
Way to ruin the pun. Featuring samples from Mort Garson's Walking in Space, Eric B. and Rakim's Follow the Leader, and some old-time radio play. There was the RIAA with Follow the Planet Man. And you can find that off their glamorous excursion through the solar system, the free album Sounds for the Space Set. And that's a mashup tribute to the pioneers of electronic music. And that was available as a free download since 2007. RIAA stands for Robotic Intergalactic Astro Artists and Sounds, one of the aliases of LA DJ musician Mr. Fab, not to be confused with the Oakland rapper of the same name. And Mr. Fab also runs the Fantastic Music for Maniacs blog. And you can download Sounds for the Space Set, along with dozens of his other albums, from www.m-1.us. So good evening. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast on UBC's intrepid community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and they'll be running the show here until 9 p.m. This show is pre-recorded, so don't call the station. Hopefully you enjoy yourself this BC day. You can always email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com, and I should be back next week. I'll figure out the Bernard Perriman profile then, and we'll take a look at the late, great Amy Winehouse. But for now, this episode will profile Russian composer Eduard Artemyev and three of his electronic scores to the director and fellow countryman Andrei Tarkovsky's films, The Mirror, Stalker, and probably his most famous, the original film adaptation of Solaris. Hopefully you caught all the excitement from yesterday's Pride Parade, along with the merriment that was last week's second annual North American Out Games here in Vancouver. CITR's Queer FM team worked a collective butts off, as this radio station broadcasts plenty of the events and parties, so a tip of the hat to them. We'll start this show off with a little set on Gorillaz, the cartoon band project by Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett. Albarn's been continuing his busy pace as of late. He debuted an opera at the Manchester International Film Festival called Dr. D, about the 16th century alchemist John D, with access to the Elizabethan throne. Along with that, Alburn's recording an album in the Congo, thanks to help in part by the charity Oxfam. It features local Congolese musicians and some artist friends. Gorillaz completed their first tour last year, which we profiled in the show last year with the guest Janos Sitar. You can always check the podcast archives at www.citr.ca. And during the downtime during that tour, Alburn recorded another Gorillaz album on his iPad, and he called it The Fall. Here's a song recorded whilst they were in Houston featuring some Glen Campbell and Brooks and Dunn samples. So this is Gorillaz with The Parish of Space Dust.
Cowboy time. I need a small vacation.
Up from the bottom in your eyes.
Mos Def and the powerful Bobby Womack. There's Gorillaz with Stylo, and that was the lead single off their third album last year's Plastic Beach. Womack joined Gorillaz on tour and helped out on one of the other tracks from the tour album, The Fall, from where we heard a non-Womack track, The Parish of Space Dust, right before. Next up on Exploding Head Movies, The Moments. They're an R&B act that started out in the mid-60s out of Washington, D.C. before they head to New Jersey to be part of the Stang label. In 1979, the retaining membership of the group left Stang, but had to rename themselves to Ray, Goodman, and Brown due to the contractual dispute. But in 1973, as The Moments, they recorded this song for their album Those Sexy Moments. And it was also used on the soundtrack to the first film adaptation of the Patty Hearst story, simply called Patty. The soundtrack featured other Stang acts like Retta Young and Chuck Jackson, but let's listen to The Moments here with Sexy Mama.
Here we go, baby. It's time to get down. Sexy Mama. Come on, come on. I wanna open.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
We started off with The Moments and Sexy Mama. Then we heard another act from DC, The Loop. And we heard Beach Town off their 2009 album, Family. And The Loop was originally a bedroom project of Sam Sipkoff. But over the years, Loop has grown into a five-piece. And everybody shares vocals and songwriting credits. And then we closed that set off with Teen Days with Gone for the Summer off last year's Four More Years EP through his old label Arcade Sound and Wonderbeard. If you go to www.asilentplanet.com, you'll find more information about this Abbotsford musician, including his latest summer music and some of his side projects. And as dates go, Teenage is slated to play this year's Olio Festival here in Vancouver this September. Here's some Exploding Head Movies here. Next up, CFCF. He was in town a few weeks ago as part of his Cross Canada tour. It's the work of Montrealer Michael Silver, and he's been quite prolific via all his remixes and own music through the Paper Bag Records label. So here's a little set devoted to CFCF, starting off the remix that he did for the dark Toronto dance act Azarian 3. Azarian 3 consists of four members, producers Lanza and Christian Farley, and then singers Gesaida and Fritz Heider. And this comes from a single for the Scion vehicle last year. This is CFCF remixing Azarian 3's Into the Night.
It's been a long, long while. This is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
CFCF, the piano version of It Was Never Meant to Be This Way. And before that, we heard CFCF remixing Azarian 3's Into the Night. If you want to catch up on CFCF, he has a couple mixtapes for download that he's made this year. One called Reincarnation and the other one called Slow Rida, like Florida, with an F replaced with an S. Here's some Exploding Head Movies here. Up next, James Blake. And he's coming into the Pacific Northwest as part of his first expansive tour through North America. The Mercury Prize nominee will be playing the Wonder Ballroom in Portland on September 23rd. On the 24th, it will be the Showbox at the Market in Seattle. But for Vancouver folks, he'll be playing at the Commodore on September 25th. Here's a Joni Mitchell cover that he recorded for BBC Radio 1 on Zane Lowe's program. James Blake with A Case of You.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant. the northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light. Of Canada, oh Canada. Will your face get stunned twice? You're my blood, you're my holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling. I would still be on my feet. Still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paints. I'm frightened by the devil. I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember the time you told me life was touching souls. But surely you touch mine, cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. You're my blood, you're my holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling. And I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my feet. I met a woman, she had a mouth like yours. She knew your life, she knew your devils and your deeds. And she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. You're my blood, you're my holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling. And I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my feet.
Kyle Bubby Dunn with Canyon Meadows off his Ways of Meaning album through the Desire Paths recording this label. Although based in New York, Dunn is originally from suburban Toronto, and he grew up in Calgary for some time, which helped inspire a performance he did outside in Banff National Park before he went to the States and first off North Carolina before going up to the Big Apple. And that's where he started to focus on his minimal drone music, similar to Morton Feldman. Ways of Meaning features shorter than usual pieces for Dunn, perhaps inspired in part after 2010's double album, A Young Person's Guide to Kyle Bobby Dunn, which collected some of his earlier work. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies. Next up, we'll dive into Edward Artemyev.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Bubba dancing in the night. Faces flashing neon light. You know it's time to move your feet to the metal disco beat.
In the background, we're listening to the theme to the 1979 film Sibiriada, composed by Edward Artemyev, who is tonight's profile here on Exploding Head Movies. Artemyev was born in Novosibirsk, and he studied at the Moscow Conservatory under Yuri Shaporin. His interest in electronic music and synthesizers started around his graduation in 1960, at the time when Russian electronic music was still in its infancy. Nowadays, Artemyev is an acknowledged leader in the Russian electronic music scene, although he only wrote his first composition in 1967 on a first synthesizer. Artemyev worked with director Andrei Tarkovsky often, and Tarkovsky often told Artemyev that for him, it was most important for the composer to create the overall conceptual idea for all the sound used in a film, rather than just to simply write themes or melodies that accompany the images. What we're going to listen to is a couple of cues from the film Zerkalo, which is known in English as The Mirror. And Artemyev had to create orchestral textures along with the natural non-musical elements in the soundtrack. There's a Russian folklore element called Living Water that's tied to regeneration renewal. And of all things, Artemyev only wrote one musical cue, but realistically, this chord repeats for about 10 minutes. So we're going to listen to Zerkalo Q1 and then Zerkalo Q6, and this came out in 1975. And those are Edvard Artemyev with Zrcalo Q1 and Zrcalo Q6 from the 1975 film Zrcalo, otherwise known as The Mirror. And you can actually find that on the Torso Kino Electroshock label, partnered with the score we're going to hear shortly, which is The Stalker. But let's talk about the instrument that Artemyev primarily uses, which is the ANS synthesizer. ANS takes its initials from the Russian composer Alexander Nikolaevich Scriabin. And it was invented by engineer Evgeny Mirzin, who was someone that Artemyev met in 1960. And Mirzin built the ANS synthesizer out of airplane parts. He started work in the 1930s and utilized a series of optical generators, producing a unique photoelectric system of synthesis, since all the sound recording was relying on drawing an image of a sound wave or some other form onto black glass. And even today, there's nothing comparable to it at all. Artemyev used the ANS synthesizer for his first synthesizer composition, which came out in 1961 for a work for a film called Meeting the Dream, where he basically did sound design for some of the fantasy sequences. At this point, there's only one working ANS synthesizer left, and it's now housed in the Glinka State Central Museum of Musical Culture in Moscow, though. Its former home, oddly enough, was the Theremin Museum. But we only say oddly enough because Artemyev actually studied under Leon Theremin himself, the inventor. So let's hop over to 1979, and this is the soundtrack to Stalker. So we're listening to Q's 2, 6, and 7. From the 1975 film The Stalker, we heard Cues 2, 6, and 7 by Edvard Artemyev. And that actually was the second version of the soundtrack that Artemyev had done for director Andrei Tarkovsky. The first one was just an orchestra by itself, but it was rejected by Tarkovsky. And the second version relies primarily on the Synthi 100, a synthesizer, along with some solo acoustic instruments, extensively manipulated by various sound processors. And Artemyev actually used the Indian classical tradition of using a single basic tonality, and that allowed a background to be created over and over again. Stick around for more Edvard Artemyev. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies.
Enjoy these sounds. CITR is the home of amazing sounds. So listen to me always. 101.9. CITR.ca.
Edvard Artemyev with the first cue from his 1972 soundtrack to the film Solaris, as directed by Andrei Tarkovsky. And this will be the bulk of the rest of the focus of tonight's Exploding Head Movies. Artemyev considered the score to the adaptation of Stanislav Lem's A Story About a Space Station Above a Living Planet the first important cinematic work for which he used the synthesizer. And although an orchestra was used as part of the score, he basically functioned as one gigantic synthesizer. What he did is he mixed the two sounds of the acoustic orchestra with the electronic component, and he sort of combined them to achieve a seamless musical texture. The film itself is more of a dream piece as opposed to an action film. Think more like 2001 Space Odyssey, as a psychiatrist is commissioned to go to the space station to find out what happened to all the people on board And then, in the midst of analyzing a suicide and other psychiatric issues, he runs into his dead wife. And this was used as the basis of the 2002 readaptation by Steven Soderbergh. But let's listen to the score here. It's a very nice ambient mix here. And there's some wonderful musical textures that we'll hear. And basically, you won't hear from me for about 20 minutes or so. So let's start off with the fifth cue from Eduard Artemyev's score to Solaris. Thank you. All right, we heard a series of cues from Edvard Artemyev's score to the 1972 film Solaris. We heard cues 5, 6, 9, 11, and 16. Originally, these were released to the Torso Kino label, but Artemyev's son actually runs Electroshock Russia, and those were re-released recently through that. And around the time of Solaris, director Andrei Tarkovsky was interested in Zen Buddhism, and he wanted music to reflect certain contemplative elements as part of Eastern religion and philosophy, so Artemyev accommodated that. And you can hear a lot of the elements in Solaris and a lot of what we heard before. The score to Solaris actually has been licensed recently for an upcoming Spanish production called The Cosmonaut, and this was given by Artemyev's approval. And Artemyev actually is still composing music right now. He's done two scores for film this year, and that matches the pace that he's had since 2006. And in the background, here's a bit from the Solaris film We're Aware Of, which was Steven Soderbergh's remake with George Clooney. And this is Cliff Martinez here in the background with Don't Blow It. And that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and it'll guide you to midnight. Then it'll be Canada Post Rock, and that will close out our Monday here at CITR. And if you missed any of this week's episode, along with past episodes, just grab the podcast. Go to www.citr.ca, click on the schedule, and you'll find it that way. Otherwise, just go to iTunes, look for CITR, look for Exploding Head Movies, and you'll find it that way. You can also search Facebook for Exploding Head Movies. I usually put past shows up there and then like little videos and other links to accommodate what we've had on the show here. Next week, I should be back live and in the booth, and as promised way back, it is time for some Bernard Herrmann. And at this point, I've decided to focus on two scores only, just to keep it relatively easy. And then, of course, we'll look back at Amy Winehouse. Now, here's a track I've been meaning to close out my shows with for a while. I was going to use the original version, which appeared on ELO's 1977 album, Out of the Blue, but upon finding modern soul man Meyer Hawthorne did a recent cover for his Impressions EP, it's best to share that. So here's Meyer Hawthorne with Mr. Blue Sky. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and happy BC Day.
Everybody's in the play, and don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Hey, burning down the avenue, see how the sun shines brightly in the city, on the streets where once was pity, Mr. Blue. The sky is living here today. Hey, Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Hey, you with the pretty face, welcome to the celebration. Mr. Blue Sky's out there waiting, and today is the day we've waited for. Whoa! Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Hey there, Mr. Blue, we're so pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do. Everybody smiles at you. Hey there, Mr. Blue Sky. So pleased to be with you, Sky. Look around, see what you do. Everybody smiles at you. We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on cable 88.5. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. The time is 9 p.m.